Today, the instruments of the modern symphony orchestra are pretty much standardised. They've been, as they are, for the best part of a century, except perhaps for the percussion department. And maybe we'd better not mention electronics. But the stringed instruments, the brass and the woodwind, their shape and sound probably wouldn't surprise Mahler too much, composing and conducting over a century ago. And the same goes, naturally, for chamber ensembles. But in Mozart's time, things were very different. Instrument making was much more in a state of creative flux. There was development in all sorts of directions, some fertile, some to prove dead ends, but all highly stimulating for an adventurous composer. And Mozart was certainly one of those. Take the piano. This was a very new instrument in Mozart's time, taking over gradually as the keyboard instrument of choice for concert and domestic use, taking over, that is, from the harpsichord. Well, the harpsichord was a brilliant and agile instrument, but it was very limited when it came to dynamic range and colour, exactly the kind of elements that the new heightened expressive style of the classical era required. Mozart's piano, the forte piano as we now call it, may sound clattery to modern ears, and it certainly isn't anywhere near as capable of sustaining tone as a modern concert grand. But for Mozart's generation, it represented an enormous advance. It was hugely liberating, allowing a far greater range of dramatic contrast, and also for intensely, almost vocally expressive writing like this. Another important new instrument in Mozart's time was the clarinet. How new was it? Well, it had been developing from a baroque instrument called the shalumeau for some time, but the first efforts were not universally admired. According to the German musician Johann Gottfried Falter, for instance, writing in 1732, the clarinet sounded from far off not unlike a trumpet, but closer up it was strident in the upper register, while in the depths it was feeble and buzzing. But clarinet making was improving all the time, and soon some rather impressive exponents of the instrument began to appear. Outstanding among them was Anton Stadler, a member of the Viennese court orchestra from 1787 to 99. Mozart was deeply impressed with Stadler's playing, and the two men soon became friends. The result was that Mozart composed for Stadler some of the great classics of the clarinet repertory, the clarinet concerto, the clarinet trio, and the clarinet quintet, which we're considering in this programme. This is one of the most popular of all classical chamber works. I've lost count of the number of times I've heard it on Radio 4's Desert Island Discs, especially this exquisitely touching slow movement. It's so easy to be seduced by the beauty of that melodic line that you might not notice things like how Mozart relishes the technical range of the clarinet and of the tone qualities associated with its different registers. Most of that line is actually quite high on the instrument, where it's bright and clear, like a very high soprano voice. In fact, it is very vocal in quality. But near the end of that long melodic line, something happens no human voice could possibly match. There's a sudden plunge into the chocolatey lower depths, and then back again. That takes us right down to the bottom note on the modern clarinet. But stress, I said modern. The instrument Mozart wrote for, and on which Anton Stadler excelled, could go even lower, from the low C sharp, the lowest note on the modern A clarinet, down another major third to A. Now that's more like bass clarinet territory. This instrument is now known as the basset clarinet. It didn't survive any longer than Stadler himself. He died in 1812, by which time the basset clarinet was virtually forgotten. Accordingly, when Mozart's works for basset clarinet were published, the editors adapted them to fit the now familiar A and B-flat clarinets. But that meant that anything that Mozart had written below that bottom C-sharp, and that especially dark lower register, had to be shifted up, transposed. Now, audiences have known and loved these adapted versions of Mozart's clarinet quintet and concerto for two centuries, without any of them noticing any sense of incongruity. But they're not quite what Mozart wrote, and when you hear them played on the basset clarinet, as is increasingly the case these days, you may notice a slight change in character, or in turns of phrase. There are a couple of striking examples from the first movement of the clarinet quintet. Take the first climax, just before the entry of the second main theme. The clarinet writing's been largely melodic, but at the high point it becomes more athletic. Now, I've heard that many times over the years without sensing that anything was wrong. But in fact, it is, if you're concerned with Mozart's own original thoughts. That descending scale plunged down two octaves, then seemed to change its mind and head up again. The modern A clarinet has to go into reverse at the end. There aren't enough notes to carry it right down to the bottom if the scale continues downwards. But use the basset clarinet, and that's perfectly possible. I do like that plunge into the depths at the end, and it makes a little more musical sense. It's only slight, but possibly significant. Something similar happens in the central development section of the first movement. That's the section where the main themes are examined, pulled apart, and reconstituted, before returning more or less as before in the recapitulation. As the tension builds, the clarinet has some exciting rising and falling figures, taking in the whole range of the instrument. The familiar, traditional version sounds like this. Did you notice that one or two of those up-down patterns weren't quite regular, especially this one? Again, the clarinet line's been adjusted, perhaps a little awkwardly, to accommodate the limited lower register of the modern clarinet. But on Stadler's basset clarinet, it can be a perfectly regular up-down pattern, like this. It's not just the notes that are changed. The character shifts along with them. You could say that those early 19th century editors changed the clarinet quintet from dark chocolate to milk chocolate. Was it all losses, though? Over the years, what was to become the standard A clarinet was developed and refined into a real thoroughbred instrument, the instrument for which Brahms wrote his gorgeous late clarinet quintet, trio and sonatas. And even further refinements happened into the 20th century, giving possibilities that Mozart would never have been able to guess. What, for instance, would he made of the jazz clarinet? Some parts of the clarinet quintet, it could be argued, sound better on the modern instrument, especially in the hands of a master like Jack Brymer. There, on the modern clarinet, we have warmth alternating with bell-like clarity, sweetness and refreshing coolness. The basset clarinet, I'll admit, can sound a bit thin-toned in comparison, even with the very best player. These are minute differences, though, and whichever version you end up preferring, it's clear throughout this work that when you know Mozart is writing for a new instrument and an expert player who happens to be a friend, that his imagination is warming on every level to the opportunity. Listen to the way he keeps us waiting at the beginning of the quintet. Maybe there were some in the audience who hadn't heard the new clarinet as a soloist before. Mozart's clarinet concerto was still to come. So for just a moment or two, Mozart teases us. The clarinetist sits in silence. Is there some mistake? Are we really listening to a string quartet? Then the clarinet sails in, using most of his range, soaring up from the depths to the heights in a way that no other woodwind instrument could possibly hope to emulate. And take those wonderful up-down figures that we heard earlier in the development section. It isn't just other woodwind instruments, not even the violin or the cello could compare. Only the piano was capable of such extreme pendulum swings of range, and even the piano of Mozart's day couldn't match the colour spectrum of the new clarinet. Thank you. You can hear the clarinet and Mozart himself almost yodeling with joy in that liquid upward run just at the end there. We've heard how the slow movement's opening aria without words ranges far wider than any human voice could match. Later, Mozart relishes the extra virgin oil-like legato smoothness in the return to the first theme. In the finale of the clarinet quintet, I'm reminded of Mozart's comment that the heart of true music making, composing or playing, was always playfulness. There's a touch of the naughty, often very naughty humour, and the love of ridicule that we find in Mozart's letters. In this passage, the clarinet's leaps plummet from graceful acrobatics into sheer absurdity. There's certainly plenty of comedy in the finale of the clarinet quintet, yet Mozart restores the clarinet's athletic dignity at the end. We have an adagio variation, a demonstration of pure instrumental bel canto, beautiful singing. Now the sweeping upward flourishes are the epitome of elegance. When you think how new the clarinet was when Mozart wrote this quintet, it's astonishing that he managed to encapsulate not just the technical, expressive, sonorous possibilities of this very new, still-developing instrument, but even captured its very soul. You could say, indeed, that in works like this, when the clarinet concerto composed 2 years later, Mozart helped define the character of the clarinet. Many later developments in instrument making would have been partly in response to the potential as indicated by Mozart in works like this. If Mozart had heard the later clarinet with some of those later refinements and developments, would he have preferred it? My guess is he would have appreciated its virtues, perhaps sensed that the modern clarinet had a way of unlocking the potential in his music that the older one didn't. But I'm pretty sure he would also have regretted some of the losses, especially the basset clarinet's fruity deep tones. We're lucky to have both possibilities. And tonight, we're going to hear the clarinet quintet performed with that basset clarinet, more or less as Mozart conceived it. If you're familiar with the older traditional version, be prepared for a few surprises, but I hope there'll be refreshing ones.